The End of a Long Journey. I'm Tom Shine, and welcome to The Range. When we started The Range in 2020, I had a story in the first episode about the city's Riverfront Legacy Master Plan. While the plan crashed and burned, The Range has rolled right along. I've reported more than 120 stories since then, and this will be my last. I've spent the last few weeks looking at all the stories I've done about where we live and the people who live here. And it brought back a lot of memories. The show's first big moment, of course, was the pandemic. We were 8 episodes in when COVID hit. The next 13 shows included pandemic-related stories, including a visit to the Mize Thriftway grocery store in Clearwater.
As you can see, I got toilet paper. I got paper towels.
I did dozens of pandemic stories, everything from working from home to the impact on commercial office space to an interview with Wichita State graduate Mona Niemer, the chief science advisor in Canada. And I interviewed nurse Lynn Hutchinson, who was working in the intensive care unit at St. Francis during the worst of the pandemic.
And if I have a critical patient, then, I sometimes can't get out of there for 4, 5, 6 hours. So, which means you can't drink, you can't go to the bathroom, it gets hot.
The Range also let me explore parts of our state, normally with my colleague Hugo Fan in tow. We stopped by a shrimp farm in Oxford, talked with the owner of a small newspaper in Wilson County, and made a trip to Eureka, where we found Sam Vasta, a master shoemaker from Italy, creating handmade custom boots in a small backyard shop.
So the whole thing, the westerns made in Italy, the whole culture of the cowboy. My father even wanted to, before we came to the States, he was dreaming of a ranch. So we were, I think you could say, Italian cowboys in a sense.
In addition to the stories about where we live, I also did a lot of stories on the people who live here. The first time I talked with Dr. John Michael Watson, we were in our studios before he left for a research station at the South Pole. The second time we talked, he was a bit farther away.
This is John Michael Watson, and I am at the Amundsen Scott South Pole Station in Antarctica. The temperature outside today is just below negative 80 Fahrenheit. Wind chill is negative 130 right now.
And I traveled to Basser to talk with Steve Woke about his faith. It helped him endure 11 months of brutal treatment in captivity after North Korea illegally seized his ship, the USS Pueblo, in 1968.
I've always said that I don't pray for a miracle because you get disappointed and you question your faith when that don't happen. You know, your prayers don't get answered. So I pray for the ability to handle whatever situation I'm in. And that's the way it was in captivity.
And because the Range's DNA includes a business component, I visited new headquarters for Keycentrix, Hutton, and SBT Architecture. I talked with business leader Janetta Everett about how companies need to learn the difference between diversity and inclusion.
So you've heard the old adage, I'm sure you can invite me to the party so that I can be a diverse person, but if you don't ask me to dance, I'm not included.
And I reported on the end of legacy businesses in Wichita, like Learjet and Johnston's, the men's clothing store. Owner J.V. Johnston said it closed after more than 100 years because of the internet, a changing standard for business attire, and virtual meetings.
Kevin, my former partner, used to joke. He said, people don't wear suits anymore, but they have to wear pants. And with Zoom, they don't even have to wear pants.
We also celebrated our own milestones along the way. For our 100th episode, I interviewed 3 Wichitans who were 100 years old about their lives. That included pilot and World War II veteran Jay McLeod.
I'm not great in anything, but most of the important things that I wanted to do, I have been able to do. And I think that's pretty remarkable.
Our 5th anniversary show was full of laughs and giggles.
The range is 5 years old this week.
And so are we.
Well, almost.
We'll be your hosts
on this special edition of The Range.
That is all about being five.
I'm Willow Day.
I'm Matram Hale.
I'm Otto Jones Anderson.
I'm Maggie McConnell.
I'm Lydia Rodriguez.
And welcome to The Range.
My time on The Range also allowed me to indulge my passion for sports. I talked with the late Joe Rocco, a longtime baseball card and memorabilia dealer in Wichita. And I visited the Wichita Pool Hall of Fame. I spent time with the Wind Surge, talking with the groundskeeper in charge of keeping the field green, a nutritionist in charge of keeping the team fed, and the umpires who call the games and have major league ambitions of their own.
Ah!
That's good. And I interviewed Wichita Thunder equipment manager Frank Jury, who spent 50 years in pro hockey, handling everything from laundry to travel arrangements to fussing at players to get moving.
Everybody else got their laundry in? Let's go, let's go!
I also explored Wichita State's shaky claim that it threw the first forward pass in history during a game on Christmas Day in Wichita in 1905. As Dennis Crawford, an historian at the College Football Hall of Fame in Atlanta, put it,
a lot of places like to claim to be the birthplace of the forward pass, just the way that everybody likes to claim that George Washington slept here.
So, it's been an interesting journey, filled with memorable people and stories. And it's tough to say goodbye. But I'll always feel like I have a home on the range.
Home, home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play.
And one last thing. My earliest newsroom memories date back 60 years. I used to tag along with my father when he'd go to the Detroit Free Press on Saturday mornings. The newsroom smelled of paper and ink, and its background music was the clattering of a dozen teletype machines. It was a magical place when I was a kid. 45 years later, it still is. But the magic isn't in printing presses or in broadcast studios. It's in the people who work in newsrooms. Funny, smart, talented, and committed to a common goal, reporting to the best of their ability on what is happening in their community. And it's those people I will miss in my retirement. The people who made me a better journalist in person, who made me laugh, who supported me during difficult times. To all of them, I say thank you and farewell.
So fill to me the parting glass. Good night and joy be with you all.
Sources and methods, the crown jewels of the intelligence community. Shorthand for how do we know what's real? Who told us? If you have those answers, you're on the inside, and NPR wants to bring you there. From the Pentagon to the State Department to spy agencies, listen to understand what's really happening and what it means for you. Sources and Methods, the new national security podcast from NPR.